The Archaeology Institute of America held its third annual International Archaeology Day over the weekend. This all-day exposition was held in Riverside. Desiree DeSario stopped by to find out more.
Rather than walk through dry lands of dig sites, the Archaeology Institute of America wants kids to get their hands dirty. Leslie Irish heads L&L Environmental and monitors dig sites that contain ancient artifacts. Recently, she sat down with kids between the ages of 6 to 16 to show them how to use Native American tools.
You want some
light
in there?
And then add some red.
I don't.
I want to make purplish white. Let's add some red.
I'm smashing charcoal and I think it's lard, animal fat, to make some sort of like a powdery paint that you could paint rocks with and other like walls and stuff.
We actually wanted them to get an idea of how those pigments would have been made. So for example, you would take a piece of charcoal and you would put that into the matadi, and then you would use the mano, which is the hand tool, and you would pound that into a powder and then mix it with some type of fat.
Now, listen to this. That was a kid hurling a device called an atlatl. It's kind of like hurling an arrow with a stick.
Which was a weapon for warfare and hunting that was used originally in the old world, starting about 30,000 years ago.
Okay, so go all the way back and then point at the hay bale. Nice.
Oh, shoot, Alex.
Take a couple more steps up.
Yeah. Alex hit hard.
Yeah. Are you guys probably going to become archaeologists in your future?
Yep.
You've got the skills for it.
Their job prospects looked good. According to government statistics, the number of job openings for archaeologists are expected to grow nearly 20% in the next decade. Desiree DeSario, Annenberg Radio News.